The podcast that was dead is back.
Just, you know, how many times have people tried to kill this podcast?
You know, a lot. And most recently, it's been some people actually on the podcast.
You would think so, yeah. Me, listen, I feel like we've had three controversies on this show since the inception of it? Maybe three?
Yeah, Case to Five for me was a big one. We worked through that. There's probably one other random one where we said something. I remember. We did play
what was it?
Certain.
We oh, yeah, anthem. No. No, it's fine. We didn't do anything. Yeah, I don't recall. I don't know what you're talking about. Newest controversy surrounding me. Obviously, tweet thread went up, I want to say a couple weeks ago. So quick, let's get that out of the way. Though I personally think, it's a bit dramatic. What I can say is that there's also some truth there. There have been times where, payments were supposed to be made on a certain day, were not made on that day, on a couple of occasions, and that's on me. So apologies on my end. We've made multiple changes behind the scenes to correct that and take me out of the communication process, which I think, Sam can attest to, not just in business, but in life. Personally, I might be the worst communicator on the planet, other than like a dead guy, maybe.
And a dead guy might text back faster. Yeah.
Still. Yeah. So to alleviate that stuff, I am no longer like running the communication aspect, which is, I think, where the biggest hiccups have been. So that is off my plate. Of course, like creatively, conversations will still happen with me, but anything like official business happens outside of me. And I know I'm relieved by that. And I know the people that work here are relieved by that. And I think everything will run smoother and easier because of that. Unfortunately, friends still do have to text me. They don't get to text anyone else. I'm still part of the communication with that stuff. So, I guess friends have it the worst out of the whole group, I think. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, we want to start off addressing that. John and I talked at length about the situation behind the scenes.
Yep.
And, I'm confident that things are going
to
be
tried to kill
forward.
The show. Didn't kill the show.
No, we're back. We're back.
Nice try.
And we're back. We're back at a time when
they need
Apple's got a bit of a they've got a bit of a stink still.
You could say that.
We're not the only stinky ones here. Let's just say that.
I don't know. I think that I think if you text the Vision Pro team right now or quality control, I also think that maybe they won't text back. You know what I mean?
Dude, there's been a mix of news since we've been gone. But I feel like the big one that we have to open up with is the lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to take a victory lap, right?
We're going to take something.
We're going to take
a $7 Visa gift card from this settlement or something.
I think we just said this.
Yeah. So,
like
Apple
in the last episode, it was only a matter of time.
4 days ago, Apple sued for false advertising over Apple Intelligence.
Who wrote this? Oh, Axios.
This is Axios, yeah. So they and you can read the whole complaint right here. This was filed by the Clarkson Law Firm. Mm-hmm. And it's always so funny how it's like the name and then Apple Incorporated.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be super straight up. This law firm knows what they're doing. I mean, if you read, why is this the worst embed of all time? Is there a way to like make it bigger?
Nope, this is how you have to read it.
Oh,
I think this is to force you to read the article instead.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So we've got the complaint right here. Filed in San Jose. Here's what's interesting is I wasn't able to determine if this is gonna be a class action. But it sounds like that's where it's going.
It
says like Peter Landscheft individually and on behalf of all others similarly situated. That sounds like basis for class action.
It sure does.
Definitely basis for class action. But I mean, the way it's written, it's like, yeah, last summer, Apple launched a pervasive marketing campaign talking about iPhone 16 and Apple Intelligence.
Yeah.
For months, they touted these abilities. Apple advertised these abilities. This is an interesting bit. The lawsuit alleges that Apple knew that none of it was true. Now that's an interesting bit.
That changes a lot of everything, I think, unfortunately. I mean, When is the last time we saw a successful class action lawsuit against Apple? Was it the battery stuff?
There's been a few in recent history. I believe there was some battery stuff for the iPhone. That was like the biggest by far. But I mean, yeah. I guess the most well-known is probably the butterfly keyboard on the MacBook situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember like fairly recently hearing that payouts were finally happening for the battery thing. The class action lawsuit from the battery thing a few years ago, where they were, you know, the allegations were that they were purposely slowing down the phone so that you bought the new iPhone. You know, that's what they were doing, that on purpose, to make your phone feel slow so you would feel like you needed to buy a new one. Apple confirmed that they, in fact, were slowing it down, but they were throttling the phone to protect the battery health, I guess, supposedly.
Yeah.
And they ended up having to pay, I don't know how much, not a lot, but they did have to pay money to individual customers that were part of the class action lawsuit. So I don't know. I feel like the issue here is that you can't market yourself out of court. So, like, if in fact they did know that the way they were advertising this was not entirely true, that's gonna come out now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not sure if there's always discovery where they have to sort of just like submit documents, but I can confirm after reading it, this is class action.
Okay.
It's just, it refers to everybody else. So we are officially class members of this lawsuit, I guess. All of us that bought the iPhone 16.
You can subvert discovery with a settlement, right? So they could try to settle outside of court to avoid having discovery and anything come out publicly about them not actually knowing that it was going to be ready or not, and avoid that whole accusation, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm not a legal expert. I don't know the details, but I do
find it
interesting that they no, I'm not. But they show, dude, look at the ad.
Someone watched Genius Bar, the last episode, was like, you know what? This would look really good on some court paperwork.
Yeah, they show that this ad was just not true, and they said it would be coming at a certain point. It didn't. They say it's on the iPhone 16 Pro. Oh, they show
the screenshots are so good. I mean, finger four, finger five.
Something else people were ignoring is that the whole priority notifications is not coming until next month. Still, that's still not.
I completely forgot. Okay, yeah, I completely forgot about that.
So that's not there. And then, splattered across the entire website are these images of, here's what I found from Ivana about books. Well, Siri just can't do that. You can't say what books did Ivana or someone recommend. And they've, interestingly, you will notice, and this I think makes it worse almost, is that when you go onto Apple's website now, scroll down to where they talk about Apple Intelligence right here, you'll notice when you click on A New Era for Siri, there's a little section down here. I think we got to really zoom in.
Oh God, to see. Enhance. Oh,
but you can see right here, they've added a little disclaimer. Siri's personal context understanding, on-screen awareness, and in-app actions are in development and will be available with a future software update. Now, I have to say, John, I find it very interesting that Apple sold this phone for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then conveniently told everyone that bought it over the past 6 months, by the way, the whole Siri and like a bunch of other features, they're not going to be ready till.
And that's the undisclosed worst way. Date. Yeah, the fact that they were like, a future one. Every software update moving forward from Apple is a future one. So that does not give us a proper timeline, you know, at all. Kind of the worst. Actually.
It's just embarrassing. And there's been, I mean, I will say I am proud of the Apple pundits for saying what we've been saying for months. Finally, I feel like we finally are validated in the community. Like even the Apple, you know, fanboys going to every event, posting the IG photos in the clouds are like, it's good. You know, it's a little embarrassing that they had to wait for Apple to tell them it was okay to be negative to say it, but they are at least saying it, and credit is due where credit is due.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's socially acceptable to say Apple Intelligence is bad now. And I have to say, I'm happy at least to see some level of accountability in the community. but it is frustrating that it took this long. And it is embarrassing that even for a second I believed and made, I have a video on my channel, which I'm going to leave up. I'm not going to unlist it like Apple would, but there's a video where I said, this is the year Apple finally fixed Siri. They did it. They figured it out.
Oh yeah. I did the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I believed Apple, and it's very much been, I have to, you know, I'm always going to cover what they do and talk about it in an interesting way, but to be convinced before I use it is something I will never do again.
I was going to say, does this change how you cover stuff? So like, let's say, I don't know if you know this, but we are weeks away from a dub announcement, like within the next few weeks at least, to get an announcement for the event.
I think in a couple of days we're probably going to get.
Oh, really? Okay.
They usually get it in March.
Okay. So when WWDC does happen.
Yes.
Do you change the way you cover it? Because it's like, no matter what they say or what they announce or what they show off, you got to kind of wonder at some point, okay, but is any of that real?
I think it depends on like what's ship? There. Yeah, what's there on day one and what isn't, I think is the big differentiator. You know, what does Apple announce at WWDC and what do they, you know, just checking the website and say what says coming soon,
yeah,
and making it very clear that coming soon could be never.
This is a lot of these things could be avoided with in-person events because the in-person people could have, that's without in-person stuff, we're missing a lot of context and proper hands-on with the things that they announce. Because there's Apple showing it off in, I mean, what are effectively renders and like visual effects. They're just like complete mock-ups and.
Or super controlled demos where they can have a very specific itemized model.
Yeah.
Being like, there's one person in your contacts named Ivana. What did she say about books? You know, I'm sure an engineer could design code to make that happen, but it's like, will it happen dynamically with everybody's information? No, there's no way. And
well, I'm glad to know they're kind of panicking internally too, right? Didn't they just have a meeting about this where they're like, okay, yeah, things are not great. Was it Mike Rockwell taking over now? Is that what I read?
Yeah, Vision Pro guy. So yeah, Mark Gurman, the GOAT.
Better.
Yeah, so they basically, I guess it's this article that is the most interesting. Apple's Siri chief calls AI delays ugly and embarrassing, promises fixes.
Ah, yikes.
This is an interesting bit because it gives you an eye into Apple, but I have to say there were parts of this that made me very not confident in Apple's ability to fix things, and I will show you where I felt that way.
Okay, show me.
So basically this guy, Robbie Walker, senior director at Apple, said there's some problems with Siri, and he also said at this all hands on meeting that it's unclear when stuff's actually going to launch.
That's an unfortunate thing to say at this stage.
Yeah, considering they were supposed to be out 6 months ago, it is tough.
In a company meeting, it's not like he said this to a couple customers in an Apple store.
During the all-hands-on meeting, Walker suggested that employees on his team may be feeling angry, disappointed, burned out, and embarrassed. The company had been racing to get the technology ready for the spring, but now the features aren't expected until next year at the earliest. What do you think about that? What do you think about the iPhone 16 feature being an iPhone 17 midway cycle
at
feature?
At the earliest, though.
It'll almost be an iPhone 18 feature that they announced when the iPhone 15 Pro was the newest phone.
But it really sounds to me more and more like there's a non-zero chance that this won't ship.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That shouldn't... It's on the website, Sam. It's in the commercials. There shouldn't be a possibility of it not shipping ever.
It's also the only thing Apple did that differentiated them. Everything else that they've done is just a worse copy of ChatGPT.
That's true. Well, at least you got to wait for the ChatGPT integration, too.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. This is where I start getting angry.
Uh-oh. Okay. You look angry.
This guy that praised the team, he goes... Still, he praised the team for developing incredibly impressive features.
Okay, like? Do we have examples?
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you name a single feature that was impressive? Literally everything Apple did is just a copy of what someone else already did. And it's not better.
Industry-leading virtual assistant is the vow here. Did you know that I because I just discovered this week. Did you know, to really just put into context how bad Siri is, he, depending on the voice you have, cannot tell you what the month is that you're in currently.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's 2025, sir.
Yeah, I'm aware.
The calendar app is a native app that Apple makes. It's not like it's got to pull the data from Google or anything. I'm not even kidding. If you have an iPhone right now, go ahead. Ask Siri what month it is. She doesn't know.
What month?
She doesn't even understand the question.
She told me it was March on my phone. Exclusive phone just dropped.
What month is it right now? Did they fix it? I've been testing it for days and they made me look like an idiot now. Okay, disregard.
I mean, I did see that. They may have, you know, seen the reports and been like,
Oh, well, they can roll that out pretty fast. So,
yeah.
Are there a couple other reports that we can show them on the show if they're watching?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this article goes on to say he told staff in the meeting the delays were especially ugly because Apple was already, you know, shut it off. He goes, "This was not one of these situations where we get to show off people our plan after it's done. We showed people before." And he said, "To make matters worse, Apple marketing department wanted to promote the enhancements, and despite not being what ready, they were included in a series of marketing campaigns and TV commercials."
I wonder why the marketing team wanted to do that. Was it almost because there was nothing else to promote for the new one?
Then it says Walker raised doubts about even meeting the current release expectations, and said though Apple is aiming for iOS 19, it doesn't mean that we're shipping then. We have other commitments across Apple to other projects. We want to keep our commitments to those, and we understand those are now potentially more timeline urgent than the features that have been deferred. He said they'll make timing decisions on a case-by-case basis.
Oh, God. What do you mean? They just have Walker to decide which problem is worse at the time?
Yeah. Walker said that there is intense personal accountability about this effort shared by his boss, John Giandrea,
the
head of AI. Apple is not planning to fire anybody.
They should.
And Kim Vorath, a project fixer, has been, you know.
Oh, my God. They called in a fixer? They had to call in a plumber for this.
Now, here's what I'm saying. And this is where things get interesting. Walker said the decision to delay the features was made because of quality issues, and the company found that the technology works properly up to 20% to 80% of the time. Now, that's like better than most of my experience with Siri. I'm probably at 30% for Siri working right now.
That's true. But also, that is what was the percentage at the time of announcement? What were you thinking? Like, it's been so long since then, and it's still 2/3 of the time? That's not a lot of the time. That's more than not, yes. But for a feature that is supposed to roll out to millions and millions and millions of users to use millions and millions of times per day, and it's only working 2/3 of the time? That's like, now, you know what, you're right. That's about the same percentage to set an alarm.
Right, though? I mean, I'm seeing these. When I saw these numbers, I said, I mean, that's not much different than currently how Siri works. Why not just ship it and then every update say you made it a little bit better? Like, I don't know. I think avoiding a class action lawsuit and just shipping it may have been better than.
Yeah.
It still would have been kind of, I mean, no AI works 100%. There's just so many conflicting factors that why announce it if you were just going to always delay it?
In recent weeks, Federighi, that's Craig, our boy Craig, voiced concerns to other senior executives that the features weren't working as advertised, ultimately prompting the decision to delay. I mean, I don't understand. It really is starting to look, because I know we say this on the show, but hearing how this is working behind the scenes and internally too, it really is starting to look like marketing is completely at fault for us hearing about this at all.
I think marketing in the past 4 years has gotten way too much power at Apple.
Yeah, just pressuring too many of the decisions. Like
the same thing with Vision Pro. They overhyped that like crazy.
Yeah. But the only difference with that is like it does work. This doesn't exist outside of some internal teams.
Yeah.
It literally doesn't. That'd be like shipping Vision OS a year later than Vision Pro. Yeah. Just put it on your head. It will be there eventually. It works two-thirds of the time you turn it on.
But then here's, you know, the same Walker guy says Walker defended his Siri group, telling them they should be proud. Employees poured their hearts and souls into this thing. I saw so many people giving up everything they had in order to make this happen and make incredible progress together.
What does that mean?
Why would Walker compared the endeavor to an attempt to swim to Hawaii. We swam hundreds of miles. We set a Guinness book for world record for swimming distance, but we still didn't swim to Hawaii. And we were being jumped on, not for the amazing swimming that we did, but the fact that we didn't get to the destination. What a fucked up analogy.
That is not
this, this guy should
thing.
Be fired.
Yeah,
this
that's guy not should, the I'm same just going to say it.
Dude.
The only way that's a fair analogy is if you're like, oh, we were on Hawaii. We were all on the island of Hawaii starving. And Apple promised to bring us food, but they didn't have a boat, so they just started swimming. They were really putting in all their effort. They didn't make it, which means that we didn't get our food and we all died. But
they
man,
did
the swimming effort was so good. Thank you so much.
They set
Thank
a Guinness World Record for most hot dogs carried on a person's back.
Yeah,
the
they set the record for trying. That's great.
I guess in that case. Yeah,
you don't get credit hell, for dude. Swimming. You what are you talking about? You told everyone you were bringing them food.
He goes, and we're being jumped on not for the amazing swimming that we did, but the fact that we didn't get to the destination. No, buddy, you're being jumped on because you sold us all a phone that said you were going to swim. We gave you money to swim and you said, "Eh."
Oh yeah, we bought the food too. Huh.
Yeah, we paid for the food and then you didn't deliver. That's not, oh, we're being jumped on. What is this? Why are we playing the victim here, buddy? This is crazy. This is, I feel like everybody read the top part of this article. I've heard no one talk about, like, this is insane that they just said this. And, you know, apparently in the meeting, he showed examples of the technology working. It was able to locate his driver's license number and find specific photos of a child. And he demonstrated how it could precisely manipulate apps via voice control. It embedded content in email. And then he told staff that they should be really proud of innovative work.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't work.
Yeah, you should be really proud of your two-thirds of the time innovative work.
I know Gurman's just adding this to be like well-rounded, but it says, still, the company has met other goals for Siri. That includes bringing a Type-to-Siri interface as well as adding Apple product knowledge and improved understanding. So they made it not stop listening when you stumble over your words. You can double tap to, instead of talk, just type it out.
Wow. Incredible. And
you can ask about Apple products.
You can't, you know what? That is true. You can do that. It does know about itself.
Here we go. All right, show this. When can I use personal context that you announced? Oh, it can't even do it. It's working with ChatGPT.
Oh, my God. No. Oh. It's taking. Oh, no. However.
It says, I'm here to provide you. Oh, and it shut off without me touching it.
Sweet. Amazing. I love it.
When is personal intelligence coming to Siri? There's nothing called personal intelligence on your calendar.
Isn't it personal context or something? Is that why?
when is personal context coming to Siri? There's nothing called personal context on my
calendar.
Okay,
sweet.
Either,
amazing.
Though.
Love that. That's really yeah. great.
Hey,
thank you
maybe
for your help.
Maybe we shouldn't be telling the Siri team they did a good job because they didn't. They actually did a bad job. And
but
when
they
somebody
swam
does a bad
for
job,
a long time.
Like, here's the deal. When I make a bad video, it performs badly because nobody wants to watch it. I don't want somebody to go, oh, but you know, you worked really hard
you,
on it.
You tried, yeah.
It's like, no, it was just a bad video, and I should sit with that and learn from it. I think I'm reading the Steve Jobs biography right now, and it's very interesting to be reading that in parallel with
the bad
this situation.
Yeah,
because Apple has absolutely gotten way softer, and I'm not talking like Steve Jobs was the most effective way to run a company and we should just like throw things at people and be in, I don't know if he threw things at people, but we shouldn't be, you know, verbally abusive to people. I'm not saying that that's the way to run a company effectively.
He threw the truth
but
at them.
I do see Apple still extremely so skirting all actual accountability on this. And if you're telling the Siri team, well, you worked really hard. It's like, I get if they were given impossible deadlines, but it's like, okay, well, let's look who gave the impossible deadline. I'm not saying the people, to be clear, I'm not saying the people on the Siri team didn't work hard.
Yes, good.
I'm saying if you have people in management acting like, well, you know, you tried, I don't think that that's accountability. Saying we tried isn't accountability.
The people that are actively working on it were probably telling them the truth.
Yes, and I think I'm sure engineers said, September, maybe like March, and then
September 2027.
Yeah, so I'm sure it wasn't these individual people, and I'm obviously they're far more talented than I am. I think my problem really falls down to leadership, and
yeah,
I mean, even Craig Federighi, like this is iOS, this is Mac OS, he's SVP software engineering.
Yeah,
I'm
not saying in any other era he would be fired, but we'd at least hear some internal reports like this where he's being given more of a hard time. It just seems like
one
cares.
Yeah, and I mean that's the thing, is you can call it ugly and uninteresting, but I'm not even saying you have to fire somebody, but like, I don't know, dock their pay or like. My pay gets docked when I make a bad video. I don't know. When I say something offensive, I would get canceled and have to face accountability.
And
like,
why
isn't
it Craig that's doing the talking here? Why isn't it Craig being like, this isn't good enough. We need to do better. Swim harder. Swim faster.
Or like,
I can't even imagine him being mad.
Give everybody that bought the iPhone 16 an Apple gift card or something. I don't know.
Hey.
That'd be cute.
Give us a year free of Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, or like upgrade the iCloud storage to 50 gigabytes for free. Like Apple should be doing something here outside of the lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we didn't deliver. You know, that I'd be like, because that's the thing. If they gave me a free year of Apple TV Plus or something or Apple Music, I'd say, oh, okay. Yeah. That's
Apple Music.
That's fair. It's $120
bucks
that they're giving me. $120 bucks of value. That's not bad.
In fact, take it a step further. Give us Apple One.
Yeah, and keep in mind with the service, it costs them nothing.
Yeah,
like there's nothing that they're. I mean, okay, the server cost for that year, but
yeah, and supposedly they've lost $1 billion a year on
did
streaming.
You see that information
is
has
it
$1 billion
per year?
Report.
Just $1 billion overall.
Hey, Johnny, you ready to personalize and optimize your nutrition this year?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted most today. How can I do that?
That's why Factor sponsored this episode of the Genius
Bar. Hey, Factor! Welcome back to the show! We love Factor.
Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel up and feel great no matter what life throws at you.
That's crazy. What if I like want specific styles of diet? Like, what if I want keto-friendly meals? They have those?
They've got those. They've got Factor Keto. They've got other ones like Protein Plus, Calorie Smart, Keto, as we mentioned. There's a lot of different options. They can help you feel your best all day with wholesome smoothies as well, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. There are 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week.
That's kind of crazy. I feel like no one has time. Like, everyone's complaining, oh, I can't be healthy. I can't cook a good meal. I just don't have time. I guess I'm just going to be fat and sad. Well, guess what? All you need is 2 minutes. I think you can spare 2 minutes to look and feel your best. You can eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/genius, 50% off. That's the whole thing. Use code genius 50% off to get 50% off your, and that might be a surprise, genius 50% off, genius 50 off to get 50% off your first box. Plus, free shipping. That's code genius50 off at factormeals.com/genius50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's a lot.
Guys, that's genius50 off at factormeals.com/genius50 off.
Thank you, Factor. Oh, and also thank you for being delicious. I can't remember.
Let me check. Wayne Ma had a really good report, my goat. That is a really satisfying image. Who made that image? Art by Mike. Shout out Mike Sullivan. It's a really good image, Mike. Keep it up. Apple is losing over $1 billion a year on the streaming service.
Oh, now they're about to lose more. I just today, like hours ago, saw the Severance season finale.
Whoa.
Yeah, I did not have time, and then I have been trying. Do you know how hard it is to avoid spoilers for a show like that?
I was just going to say, like, that one was, yeah, I've seen that everywhere since the finale.
Dude, incredible piece of television. My goodness. Yeah. No spoilers or anything, but if you have not started watching Severance yet, you gotta. There was a point where there was a couple times where I laughed. There was a couple times where I teared up. I did not cry. I just got a little watery-eyed is all. That's all that happened. It was a lot. It was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, this report is interesting. I don't want to dive in too much, but it opens up by basically saying this movie that Apple spent $200 million on called Argyle didn't make any money or get people to subscribe.
And my question is, Dua in it?
Yeah, Henry Cavill and Dua Lipa. How and why are you spending $200 million?
$100 million for Henry, $100 million for Dua.
Yeah, but like, just think about it from a business perspective. Like, I know very little about the entertainment industry. I know the way you make money off of high budget films is ticket sales. I mean, there are. What was the budget for Long Legs? There's no way the budget for Long Legs was $200 million.
I think it was like $2.
Yeah, it was
probably gift card.
$50 million-ish. But to spend $200 million on something that is included in a $7 a month subscription plan.
Well, that's
or is it $10
that's,
a month now.
That's what they spend money on. They spend money on the talent, hoping that it'll bring people in to watch the talent. Henry Cavill is a big movie star. I don't know if he's pulling in $200 million of revenue. Dua is also huge, especially you could argue Dua is a bigger get because she can bring people from like her fans from the music industry in to something like Apple TV to watch her and see her. But it's still that's a lot of money to dump on a movie for a streaming service. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Severance got renewed for another season. It's probably the stickiest thing, but like I will say I have already canceled my Apple TV Plus. There is nothing on that.
Oh, really?
Maybe Silo. I don't know.
You don't pay for Apple One? Just
no,
have it all?
Because I have like free Apple Music with my Verizon plan.
Oh, I see.
Thing.
Okay.
I think it would make sense if I did do that. But I mean, really, all I use is iCloud and Apple Music. I'm never going to. Mm-hmm. I have a subscription to The Times, so I'll read New York Times just straight up on their website. I don't need the News Plus. I have a Wall Street Journal subscription. I have
Bloomberg
information. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm spending my money more on work stuff, but. $10 a month for Apple TV Plus is that how much is TV Plus?
I wonder if it's because it makes sense at first.
$10 a month?
When they announced it at first, wasn't it free? With a new iPhone or something? Like they weren't charging that since it's launched. It's always been kind of on the cheaper side. At one point it was like $5 a month. So I'm curious to see like when they lost the majority of that money, because I'm guessing it was early on.
I mean, dude, Netflix is $8 a month. Now it's with ads.
I was gonna say Netflix, dude. I'm paying like $33 for Netflix because you can't share it. You have to pay like it's like $22 a month for the 4K
Yeah.
No ads plan, plus an extra amount of money if you're to like have another household or something. Netflix, you suck.
Yeah.
But at least the stuff on Apple TV Plus is premium and good.
I think about it that way, though. The content library on Apple TV Plus still is not that large for 10
a month. It's not, yeah.
I would pay 8 with ads on Netflix. The content library has got to be 10 to 20x, maybe 30 times as big.
Yeah, but it's ass. Most of it is ass.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing that Apple misjudged is most of TV is ass, and people watch it anyway.
True. Their standards are too high.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why YouTube has gotten so competitive too, is like you can get pretty close to TV quality stuff. And what
I'm
Netflix
getting tricked so often with AI stuff lately.
Oh no.
I cannot stand how long I get into a video before I realize it's entirely made by AI.
You
I
can't
hate
tell
it.
Immediately with like the voice.
No. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh no.
Unfortunately no.
I've gotten pretty good.
A minute or two.
Okay, fair.
It's just like and it's a minute or two where I have stopped paying attention to the content and I'm just sitting there going, is it? Is this real? Is it a person? Is it not a person? And I'm just judging it, wasting all my time. And I'm not even saying that from a person that makes videos. Like, I'm not one of those guys that's like, AI is going to take all our jobs. And I'm not upset that AI content is being made on YouTube because I'm a real person trying to make real content. That's not the issue. I'm not upset I'm competing with it. I'm upset that it's tricking me constantly and I'm giving it so much of my time when, as a viewer, I want to watch real videos.
Yeah, the algorithm should... I think the algorithm is not fully caught up yet to like discovering that, but I'm sure there'll be a mm-hmm. label added at someone in the future as far
there
as
has to
this
be.
Was made. Okay, we do have some interesting news from
Yay.
Apple.
Yay, we love interesting news.
Remember how on Genius Bar 3 years ago you said that they were working on lossless audio for AirPods Max?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It finally happened.
Yay!
I'll mark that green on Apple Track, finally.
Sweet. Took enough time. You probably have to switch it from red to green.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, AirPods Max are getting ultra low latency audio and lossless audio, but okay. only on the USB-C model.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I understand everything now. So they are now including... Is that, a USB-C cable in the box for AirPods Max? Hold on, let's see. Because I thought it was wireless. It's not, actually. It's okay. only with the new USB-C cable they announced. And does it show what's in the box? Doesn't it show?
So that's still not my leak, then.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, never mind. Still red.
Technically, yeah. Go back and mark it red again.
Where is... Doesn't it... Oh, what's in the... Oh, USB-C charge cable. Oh, so it's... Is it USB-C... This is confusing, dude. This is really... why am I confused? This is my job. So they... Anyway, they announced a new cable for these. So remember the one that we hated?
Yes.
Look at this.
Oh, yes?
I already ordered it.
Okay.
Look at this, dude. New cable just dropped.
I'm waiting.
Sorry, the page isn't updating. It made me go to a new tab.
Amazing. Love that for us.
There we go. Why is it doing this to me? Why is my life ruined?
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Okay.
$40? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So they raised the price by $5.
And still only in white?
Well, there was white and black on the other one. This one is only white. But you'll see.
Amazing.
Enhance. Oh.
Is it braided?
On the button. It is braided if you look
at
it.
Let's go. I will accept for $40 then.
Yeah. So I will be able to be back to using AirPods Max on the show for the first time in months. Very exciting.
Hooray.
This allows you to get the ultra low latency. But here's what's. I guess you could, it's theoretically saying you could do USB-C to USB-C lossless audio? Because this says with the included USB-C cable, you can enjoy this stuff.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So it just, lossless, and then it's doing ultra low latency. It says it's coming in April with iOS 18.4.
Is it though?
But only, here's the catch. only to the newest AirPods Max with USB-C. So it, even though they changed not a single internal component other than the port, you have to buy the USB-C ones to get lossless and latency-less.
Thank you, company. I love you, Apple. You are just, you're really...
Why is there always something? Like, why can't it just
they
be
They don't
easy?
Want us to be happy.
I know, they really don't. They really don't want, they hate to see a white boy winning.
Well, we've all been waiting on my iOS 19 video. That's coming out tomorrow officially because we have everything approved and
nice.
Not even going to go into that. I will show you a little something. Would you like to see what iMessage looks like in iOS 19?
Sure.
Okay, here you go. You're looking at iMessage. Let me turn down the brightness here. There you go, iMessage, iOS 19. How do we feel?
Does it look kind of ugly?
You think it looks ugly?
How does it look uglier somehow?
You see, like, the cute little bubble icons, VisionOS icons, slightly different keyboard, you know.
But it looks, I feel like they didn't, like, actually redesign it. They only put random
elements. No. This is you're looking at a full redesign. Isn't that great? Isn't it dramatically different?
Well, the top looks the same, and the bubbles look... Surely they're going to change the way the bubbles look a little bit.
You don't think it looks dramatic? Oh, no, there weren't any bubbles. These weren't bubbles before. They're bubbles now, you see. I mean, on iMessage now, there's no circular bubble around anything. It's just, it is what it is.
Okay.
So, how do we feel? Isn't it a dramatic redesign? It's something that we all wanted? It looks completely different.
Does the home screen at least look better? Or have you seen that yet?
I will say not from what we've seen. No.
Well. There's always next year, right?
Isn't that the motto? It's always next year.
I mean,
there's always next year.
I'm sure it'll look better. I know it's like a prototype that we're looking at, but you know,
should I say this? Let me just say I'm not impressed by the home screen. It doesn't look. A lot of people have very high expectations for what this redesign is, and as far as I'm aware right now, it doesn't meet those very high expectations.
Oh, no.
It is a redesign, you know? People will be happy that it doesn't look exactly the same, but I think the expectations, especially internally and in this community, people that have been waiting for a redesign for years.
No. That's me. You're talking to me. I've been waiting since 2014. Yeah.
It's not exactly what you might want. And so I hope people are just not, you know, super disappointed. But there's always the chance that it's early and that things that can be added. Hey, Sam, you know what this is?
It's an IQ bar, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Our official exclusive snack sponsor for Genius Bar. Welcome back to the show, IQ Bar. IQ Bar is the better for you plant protein-based snacks made with brain-boosting nutrients to refuel, nourish, and satisfy hunger without the sugar crash. IQ Bar, because it's smarter. It's like for, I don't know, you could say for geniuses.
Yeah, dude, IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with high-quality ingredients to keep you physically and mentally fit. They're totally free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners for a natural anytime snack. They've got 9 delicious flavors: mint chocolate chip, chocolate sea salt, banana nut, toasted coconut chip, lemon blueberry, peanut butter chip, with over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting. More people than ever are starting their days right on the foot. With IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, their hydration mixes, and their mushroom coffees.
Mushroom coffee's actually delicious, and yeah, I have their hydration mixes over here. Very good and wonderful. And guess what? If you text Genius Bar, that's one word, Genius Bar, to 64000, you get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Of course, message and data rates may apply. That's text Genius Bar to 64000 to get 20% off all of their products, plus free shipping, and of course, link down in the description as well.
Guys, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off on all IQ Bar products. That's texting Genius Bar, one word, to 64000.
Thanks, IQ Bar.
Well, Mark Gurman says it's going to be a big year. Did you see that?
I did see that. He said that. You know how I saw that he said that? John Gruber texted me.
Well,
because Gruber put out an article saying, I don't know what's going on with John Gruber. I think he's in his villain era, because he wrote a whole article about how Front Page Tech said the same thing Mark Gurman said 52 days before Mark Gurman said it. So it was like he was reporting that Mark Gurman said the thing, but he was reporting in it by saying that we had said it first. And then he wrote another article about how Gurman like backtracks and deletes things that he said before when he was wrong. So I'm not sure if there's beef between Gruber and Gurman. Gruber and Gurman? Gruber and Gruman? That's kind of hard to say. Groomer? Gruben? You know what I'm saying. I don't know if there's beef there, but yeah, Mark Gurman did in fact say that, oh, it's not on the screen, that there is a Vision OS style redesign. Sorry.
Yeah, dude, here we go. He said it's happening. He said the changes will go well beyond a fresh coat of paint and alter the way people interact with their devices for many years to come.
I mean, we saw that with the camera app. That is an entirely different way to interact with the camera app as well.
Yeah, I mean, I will have to see other apps. Like, what does Mail look like? Is it just white again?
Like me? I mean, it's like, yeah,
like me when I'm
sober. That's the thing. It's like a lot of these things. I mean, I don't even know how to. All I will say is I'm not going to say that Mark Gurman is wrong. Okay.
Mm.
Because in a way, Mark Gurman is saying what we said. But if it helps you to trust what we're saying a little bit more because Mark Gurman is saying it, and we said it many days before he said it, then I would also like to say something else, which is that at least from what we're seeing, it's not as substantial as it's being made out to be. It is a redesign. Some things do work slightly differently, but it's not like as an Apple fan, you're going to have to relearn things.
So it's not like iOS 7?
I mean, that would be dangerous to all in one swoop not just redesign the software, but change how it functions to a substantial degree. I mean, that's what they did with the iPhone X. You know, getting rid of the home button completely transformed how users know how to interact and use the phone. And moves like that are dangerous because that's why iPhone is so familiar year over year over year, and that's why customers always come back. The normies, the mainstream customers are always coming back because they don't have to relearn it every time. And to force people to get a new visual overhaul and relearn how they're using it would be a lot in 1 year. So I'm just saying we're not seeing anything crazy like that. There are nice welcome changes here and there. The camera app is a good example where things are just kind of moved, but overall kind of it's still the same. It looks different. And that's kind of it. I just don't want, in terms of our audience, I don't want them to be, I don't want their expectations way, way up here when they could. I don't want them down here, but you don't need to have them up here. What if we pulled them like halfway down? You know what I mean?
Well, mine are up there until Apple announces it, and then I will cry on the podcast.
Okay, live. That's fine. That's fine. I'll make sure there's space for your emotions on that episode. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense. New camera app, new software. We got iPhone 17 Air coming. Yep. We're seeing cases showing off the design that leaked.
Yep.
Cool.
That's a big year. A whole new lineup of iPhone redesigns, except for the base one, and an OS redesign. Mark Gurman also, I think we speculated on Genius Bar because I didn't actually know. I just knew that all of the phones look different except for the base model, which makes you wonder about like the naming for things.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of speculated. And Mark, I don't know if it was on the Mac Rumors podcast or maybe it was Geared Up with Andrew Edwards, had kind of hinted or speculated about an Ultra, which would give us iPhone 17, iPhone 17 Air, iPhone 17 Pro, iPhone 17 Ultra. And that helps the whole like base model looking the exact same as the previous year, standalone, makes sense.
I believe on the podcast, though, Gurman was talking about the foldable was going to be called the Ultra.
Oh, was he? Okay, yeah. Then disregard everything I'm saying. The foldable's not this year, though, right? That's next year?
No,
the
foldable is next year.
It's happening, supposedly. Dude. You ready?
What are
you ready to go? Going off on iPhone sandwich?
Do we have a plan, though? Because everyone for years has said, okay, you guys trash foldables, but when Apple does one, you guys are going to love it. So even what happens if we do love it? Do we still come on the show and pretend like it's terrible? Like, what's the plan?
My plan is to be my authentic self and to be a special snowflake as I was designed.
That is a terrible plan. I think.
Yeah, I know. I would never do that. I would never be myself.
We should commit to it being terrible even if we love it secretly.
That's smart. That would be consistent with our moral values.
Exactly. Like yeah. Yeah. We'll just say okay. That it's terrible. It's the worst phone we've ever used. No phone should ever fold. And then, you know, secretly, we'll just be in bed going, open and closing.
That sounds kind of miserable.
You think so? I think that's what Galaxy Fold users are doing the whole time. I don't know what else they would be doing with it.
Yeah. Okay. So that means that, okay, I got to do YouTube 2 more years before I retire then. I got to stick it out to the foldable phone.
Okay. You know what? I agree. I will make this pact with you. Let's make this the best 2 years ever. We'll just go out with a bang.
Wow. Look at that.
What do Galaxy Fold users do besides like set it on a fucking guardrail and yeah, like, I don't know. Like a piece of slab of concrete.
Everyone I've ever met with them was like, yeah, this was kind of a mistake. Why did I do this? Or yeah, this is my secondary phone, but it's fun. I've never met someone who like
but it's fun.
Their only phone they trust to be a foldable.
Yep, I would not. I mean, obviously we'll try it, the foldable iPhone that is.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be surprised if it ships. I'm going to be so surprised.
Yeah, I mean, they would have had to really solve some problems. But then again, this is
supposedly
a whole
no
Apple.
Crease in the screen.
Well, apparently they can't get rid of it completely, but it'll be like the best looking crease.
Wow, that's the same thing Google said, I think, and Samsung yeah. later. And listen, who's Mark Gurman said this, right? Okay. If we can't even really believe when Apple says something is going to ship, maybe Gurman is like 50% chance of being correct. Like I still feel like there's a good chance it does not ship. That's a lot new iPhone stuff happening back to back. Completely new
really
iPhone.
It sounds like
this
they're
year.
Just. It sounds like they're just leaning into. They're like, wait, we're kind of out of ideas. So how do we grow more?
What
iPhone?
If there's no iPhone Air next year? What if the Air is a one-off thing, and then we get the foldable next year, and it replaces the Air?
I guess if nobody buys it, it potentially could be. But I think the Air is going to be pretty slick.
Me too. I think if it does well, we can just cancel the foldable thing.
Yeah. I say we just leave it there.
Just forget about it, yeah. I mean, after the mini failure, and that's tough because the iPhone mini, like it still sold well comparatively, you know, across the market. It just didn't sell well for an iPhone.
I do wish the 16e could have been like a smaller phone option for folks, but
I wish it could have been a smaller price option for folks.
Well, that's because they're going to raise the prices of everything else, so it will be the smaller price option. 600 is the new 400, dude.
We're just waiting a year for everything, I guess. How fun. Why is my camera doing that? Can you just work?
I don't know.
Piece of shit. Everything I have is piece of shit.
Why don't you get an Android? Are you going to switch to Android yet?
Yep, I'm actually in the... I'm going to switch to Android for my camera if this doesn't stop doing this. Oh, I know what I did. I have this camera is set up to product showcase for some ungodly, terrible reason, and there's no products. Unless it thinks this is the product. Yes, it does. They pulled focus pretty well there. Anyway, I'm going to stand on business, and even if the foldable iPhone is great next year, you won't know it from me.
You ever had a slow website or been on a slow website and you say, this website's stupid?
Constantly. That is my first thought. Wow. Slow website? Your website is stupid. Is there like a solution to this or are they all stupid?
Yeah, dude. It's Kinsta who sponsored this episode of Genius Bar.
Kinsta.
You ever feel overwhelmed with web hosting? You ever say, oh, this is too much?
Every
you ever
time.
Like, oh, I got to deal with an AI chatbot. You know, my website I deleted it on accident and now I have to talk to an AI chatbot. You know, and it really kicking me while I'm down. Well, you've probably never used Kinsta because Kinsta transformed my website. I've been known to have many websites. websites over the years. We had futureinnovator.co back in the day. We had iupdateos.com.
Is that real? Futureinnovator.co?
We had iupdatenews.com.
Wow.
We have appletrack.org. We have appletrack.com. We've really, the whole gamut we've run through. And there's one that I've stuck with. It's Kinsta. They migrate sites. They help you get they help you do everything, dude. Like, they'll migrate your entire website for free. You've got a 30-day money back guarantee. It's up to 200% faster. And they're just spitting facts here, man. There's like good hosting and then there's the best, and Kinsta is that. So you're tired of being your own website support team, switch to Kinsta and get your first month free. And don't worry about the move. They'll handle the tradition for you. No expertise required. And if, I mean, look at me. Do I look like I have expertise?
On a few things, yeah, but no websites.
No, that's why you need to just visit kinsta.com/genius to get started. That's kinsta.com/genius. And you'll never look back.
I like they have here mentioned that TripAdvisor trusts them, but also NASA, as if TripAdvisor and NASA are at all comparable. If NASA trusts Kinsta, I think that's all you need to know. I'm pretty sure. Go to kinsta.com/genius to get started. That's kinsta.com/genius. Thank you, Kinsta. I'm going to say
it.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's terrible, but I will have a secret code word if I secretly like it. I will say bubblegum. If at some point when I'm telling you how terrible the phone is, if you hear me say bubblegum, know that it's a lie and I actually do like it, you should buy one. And the only people that will know are the people watching this episode.
I do think it would be funny if we just eat shit when it comes out.
It would
out.
Be funny. I mean, and it wouldn't be the first
time. We go on YouTube and we're like, I went into this for 5 years saying it would be bad and now I love it. But I don't think there's any chance in hell.
In hell? We've had it too good for too long. We just got this class action lawsuit right, know, a week later. So we've had it too good for too long, and it's about time Apple disappoints us and makes something actually good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get dub soon. That could be very exciting. Hopefully
in the next couple
of
days, you say?
I mean, last year they did it. I think they announced the event in, let's see if I share my screen. We go to WDC 2024 newsroom. Where is Apple and Apple's developers conference returns March 26, 2024 Apple announced.
Okay, yeah, we're right there.
That would be
so Wednesday, so maybe.
What day of the week was that? Let's see. March 26th last year was,
drum roll,
Tuesday.
Oh, okay, so tomorrow.
Could be tomorrow.
Supposedly. Maybe.
Or maybe when you're watching this, you could be like, dude, it already got announced. And I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be unfortunate. Okay. Well, traditionally, there's always like two kind of invites for a dub. We don't read too far into the first one. We read far into the second one.
I mean, I'll read far into both, but.
That's true.
I shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
But you will. Because we are firmly in the camp of the invites mean things.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, of all the invites, dub means the least or usually kind of nothing other than just like the marketing theme. But I have a feeling, and I'm betting this year there's going to be some glass elements in the invite.
You think so?
You know, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Ooh. If they announce tomorrow, that's also the day that my iOS 19 video goes up, and that'd be pretty cool timing.
That would be cool timing.
I should record like a VO thing about, today's WWDC announcement, but what if we show it to you now? And then it'll look like I did it on purpose.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh my God, this is the fastest.
Yeah, he knew the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Okay, I'm excited. I will look forward to seeing what iOS 19 looks like in full.
As your friend, I wouldn't be. Yeah.
That's tough. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want me? Hang on.
This is dead air. This is about as dead as it gets.
Okay, hang on.
People are like, did my phone just pause?
It was like a second. Okay. I said, hang on.
Ages. It felt like, and then it's like, did we disconnect?
Okay. Here you go, pal. Here's what I've seen. Enjoy. Feel bad about everything, and you can give us your live reaction on the show when your face looks disappointed.
Oh God, there's music. I gotta. Oh wait, it's probably not copyrighted. I just freaked out.
No, it's fine.
Wow,
it's all the same.
Spatial kinda. Design. Oh, the icon. What? I think the icons are gonna be circle for the record.
I hope you're right. I would love that to be true. I tell you what.
I mean, yeah. It's like a little nicer. It's like a iOS 7.1 type beat.
Is that what you would say? If you were a mainstream regular Apple customer, you're not really paying attention to the rumor mill. Is this jarring to you?
No.
Okay. Does it? Do you go, safe. Wow, it looks new, or do you barely notice?
I mean, I barely notice if I'm a regular guy, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. The I don't know if you can tell how subtle it is on the bottom of like the TV app, for example. There's like a dock and a blur around it. That's really pretty. That's really
pretty.
Yeah,
I saw it like that looks nice. That's cool.
Wow. Number one Apple fans reaction to this. If that helps anyone, you know, maintain
your expectations. Do you show anything other than these five screenshots in the video?
Yes, and then we like those screenshots, but in like deeper detail. We're trying to be careful with what we show. Did I send you all the images that we had?
Probably
the actual images.
Sure. But that's it. I mean, it's you know, it's better. I'm not going to complain. I think Gurman got me excited because he said it was going to be the biggest. Like,
yeah, but Gurman says a lot of things lately.
Yeah, but he's still my goat.
The camera app is a huge... That is a huge difference, I think.
Yeah, the camera app is.
If I would have saved the camera app for this video, I think it would have been a bigger surprise. But we showed the camera app. Probably. We blew the load already on that, so...
I asked Gurman if he wanted to come on the show, and he said it wasn't a good time for him.
Oh. Is he going through a hard time?
Yeah, and then he went on the Mac Rumors podcast the next day.
Dude, he's been on a tour. He went on Geared Up. He went on the Mac Rumors podcast. Like, who does he even think he is?
I was like, all right. I was like, dude, you could just say you could just say no. Like, it's
not a good
time
for him.
Slow play me.
He's wrong all the time.
Oh yeah, he just doesn't want to face you, dude. I bet if this was a solo podcast, he would say,
oh, for sure. If you were just like, hey, John's sick this week, you want to come on?
Yeah, you want to fill in?
He'd be like, oh, suddenly I have all week available. You just name the time. Well,
okay, good luck. iOS 19, we got to keep the hype going. Biggest update ever.
Biggest update ever. Biggest front page tech video ever. Wow, it's going to be so massive. You all are going to be so surprised. You're not even going to be able to handle it.
Next million view video coming soon.
I hope when you watch the video tomorrow, you're sitting down. Because if not, you're going to faint. You're not going to be able to control the emotions of it all.
I'm already sitting in just anticipation.
I know. Well, you're sitting. You just saw it, and I can't even. The emotions are just radiating.
I'm
off
unable
of you.
To stand because I would faint from excitement.
Yeah, I know. You're so excited. Look at it. Look at your eyes. Look at his eyes. He's just so excited currently. That's not a neutral expression in the slightest. Wow. Is the song over?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it end because I was talking over it. Okay, well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Let's all be disappointed together.
And see me in a couple days after when my video comes out on his video.
I bet you'll make it seem cooler, though, than I will.
No, I don't know. We're not working with a lot here.
I know you... lately... The Sam being disappointed in Apple one announcement after another might shine through in this one too. You might be a little disappointed, though sad.
Okay, we'll see.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.